You're listening to Weekend Edition. President Donald Trump has left the world shaking over the past 2 weeks, and Michigan has played center stage. And as Daniel Howes of the Detroit News explains, it's only just the beginning.
Donald Trump is not making things easy for business and state government, and that includes Governor Rick Snyder. Trump's temporary immigration ban is raising tensions in a state with one of the nation's largest Arab populations. The executive order is not popular in Dearborn. It's tearing at families. It's angering allies, and it's outraged many in the business community who hire talent globally, at least those willing to say so publicly. Just a few days ago, companies like Ford Motor were in a deep bromance with the newly elected president. Now, those same folks say this new policy doesn't fit with Blue Oval values. And they're not alone. Silicon Valley tech giants are pushing back, publicly. Meantime, Trump is laying out competitive challenges to governors. The president is conjuring a new form of interstate competition for jobs and investment that uses the power of the presidency to pit state against state. That could leave the likes of Michigan on the outside looking in. Why, you ask? Start with Lansing's official skepticism of economic development incentives, especially among Republicans in the state house. The hangover of the Granholm-era tax credits for Detroit's automakers left the GOP scandalized, particularly those who detected a strong whiff of crony capitalism. House Republicans should rethink their ideological rigor. The president whose road to the White House ran through the industrial Midwest is betting he can create a jobs bonanza that produces winners and losers. The states that don't have the tools to play will be losers. Hey, Michigan, can you say opportunity? Doug Rothwell of Business Leaders for Michigan predicts Trump will, quote, unleash a flurry to bring jobs back to the U.S. He says Trump's focus on re-energizing American manufacturing should create an urgency to act in Lansing. He's right. Michigan lawmakers need to ask a simple question. Just how well equipped is the state to compete for the jobs and investment Trump is likely to wring from CEOs he likes to summon to the White House? The answer? Not as competitive as it could be. That should be a major concern in Lansing because cornerstones of corporate Michigan, Detroit's automakers, Whirlpool of Benton Harbor, Dow Chemical of Midland, are already on Trump's manufacturing radar. This is a game Michigan needs to prepare to play and to win. Rothwell's group once again is pushing its Good Jobs for Michigan initiative. It would capture a portion of income taxes to reward companies for creating better jobs in the state. It's not the only idea, and it's sure to encounter resistance from those who don't get the facts that these jobs might not otherwise materialize. But the state needs to prepare for this next round of competition because it's coming, one way or another. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.